God who heals us, who strengthens us. Thank you for the many gifts that you bring to this congregation and to our lives. Amen. This was such a blessing on all of us, getting to be part of Evan's baptism. So thank you. Thank you for including your family of faith in this. And thank you for sedating Evan with whatever it was you gave him. So when I saw our scripture for today and I realized that, you know, this is one of the many healing stories would be our theme for today, I was pretty happy to have it coincide with Evan's baptism. And I promised at the beginning of the service that I would say a little bit about one of the reasons why Evan is so special to my heart and to all of us. The first is that I love his moms. They're my friends. They're part of my family of faith, as they are yours. And we journeyed through Kim's pregnancy together. I remember when Kim first told me that she was pregnant, I knew that they had been trying and praying for Evan. And Evan, one day you'll know the significance of there never having been a time that you weren't loved. You were loved before you were even created. So Kim told me that she was pregnant, and we were, of course, very excited. She was excited and nervous, as all expectant mothers are. And then those of you who were at the Easter service this past Easter might remember that the two of them showed up in tears. And when I saw them walk in crying, of course, my first thought, as many of us, was that they had lost the baby. But instead, they had found out that it was almost certain that Evan had some sort of skeletal dysplasia, which causes many different types of problems. Dwarfism is one, but is also potentially fatal. They had found that out. They found out on Thursday, Maundy Thursday, that something might be wrong, and then on Good Friday went and had an ultrasound, and they were told this news. And on that day after church, I got to spend a little time with them, and I anointed them with oil, and we talked about how no matter what happens with Evan, we will love him, support him, and we want him to be healthy, we want him to be healed, but no matter what happens, he's in our hearts, and he's a blessing. So then we didn't see Kim for a very long time. Seemed a lot longer to her, probably, than to the rest of us. She had preeclampsia and had to be hospitalized and on bed rest for, I'm pretty sure your pregnancy was 2 years long, because it really seemed. So I want to say something about healing. In this time, they still didn't know that what was going to happen with Evan. And here's the secret about healing. Healing is always possible. 100% of the time, healing is possible. You might not always get the outcome that you wanted. Even if a cure is not possible for someone's disease, healing is always possible. There's a difference between those two. There's a difference between getting well and being healed. The healing had already happened. The love that the two of them and the rest of us had for Evan was already there. We knew that he was going to come into this world, and whatever happened, he was healed in the spirit. And that is a blessing. In the scripture, this is one of the many times that Jesus is called upon to heal people. And often, you know, in the first three gospels, Jesus kind of does it on the sly a little bit. You know, we hear this a number of times where he says, I'll heal you, but don't tell anyone. And scholars talk about different reasons for that. the main point being that it wasn't to prove anything to anyone. In the Gospel of Luke, the author of Luke said, you know, didn't give these healings to prove that Jesus was special. It was, this is just what Jesus did. So he says, go show yourselves to the priests. He kind of gives the credit on to someone else, and you'll be healed. There's a piece in this story that is significant that we don't, in our context, really realize today, and that is that the person who came back was a Samaritan. Often we hear that word, the good Samaritan, and we assume that Samaritan just means good person, but it's quite the opposite. The Samaritans, by the Israeli people, were relatively hated. They were a different tribe. They had different customs. They didn't fit in. I'm sure that no one here knows what that's like, right? Perhaps those who are from a different community and are here this morning to be here for Evan might feel a little bit like they're outsiders and don't fit in. So one of the important messages in the scripture is about the importance of gratitude, of it not mattering what tribe you're part of, who you are, how you came into this world. You matter. And your gratitude matters. So as someone who, personally, I am a chaplain at Tampa General, and I am with people who are sick and dying every day. And for these people, the healing stories are troublesome. I don't know, we never had a theological discussion about it, but as we prayed for healing together, I was always so careful in my heart and in my words to not make it sound like if Evan has a birth defect of some kind, or if Evan only survives a few hours after birth, that means that God did not heal him. It's a very special and complicated balance. We don't know why things happen. We do know that Evan he was very small, but he's healthy. He's growing. He's, every week, he seems bigger. Those who were here before service were able to see the pictures of him in the NICU, and I will say that part of my job at Tampa General takes me to the neonatal ICU on a regular basis. I see, the first time I saw Evan, who I already loved, he looked a lot like the babies that I see at work, and my role of chaplain, have been baptizing babies for a long time. This is the first healthy baby I've been able to baptize. I was scared for them. It touched my heart to see him. So God, medicine, all those things healed Evan. What do we take home from this? Other than that, we are all blessed to get to be a part of Evan's life in so many ways. Whether you're part of this family, whether you're part of this family, or if this is your first time here, you don't know who Evan is, you don't know why I'm all tearful, you also are blessed to be a part of Evan's life just by the fact that you are here today. But the bigger question I have for all of you, as much as I adore this child, is where is the healing in your lives? Where is it that you need to be healed? And what does that healing look like? I know that I won't single anyone out, but I've walked with a number of you on your health journeys. Tammy and I and Reverend Phyllis have prayed with you over the years and supported you and also supported a number of our beloved community through the end of life. Does that mean that God did not heal them? Anyone? No. The healing that happens that is so miraculous. Evan hasn't been around long enough to have made any enemies, but I'm sure at some point he's going to get in a fight on the playground or, you know, have a girlfriend or a boyfriend who he has struggles with. No judgment if he goes for the girls. The the healing that we all have in our lives is so much greater, and it's not just about our bodies. You know, our bodies were made to not last very long, but our spirits were made to last forever. You know, there are people who we miss who are no longer with us. People who we treasure, and we got to have some healing with those people. You know, both while they were here and after they left us. I'll raise up two names. One is Linda Roswell. The other, of course, is Tyler, who had many last names. I believe the most recent one was Basic. Loving God, in the sacraments of baptism, in the love that we share with one another, in all the ways that you heal us and live in us, God, I pray that we remember that healing is always possible. No matter what happens in our bodies, we will always be healed.